700 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. GOP presidential pick Donald Trump interviewed at the National Association of Black Journalists Convention in Chicago, saying he would pardon those convicted of assaulting police officers on January 6th and questioning Vice President Kamala Harris's identity. ABC's Rachel Scott asked him the questions on stage and says this morning,
"So I asked the former president directly if he believes that Harris is only on the ticket because she is a black woman. This was only the second question, but it quickly became the headline of the entire forum because Trump started to question Harris's identity. He said that she happened to turn black."
Harris has always identified as black. A day after word came of the assassination of Hamas's political head in Iran, the Israeli military has confirmed that the head of the group's military wing, Mohammed Diab, was also killed in an airstrike in July in Khan Yunis in Gaza. Defense Department confirming the mastermind of the 9/11 attacks, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, and two others have agreed to a plea deal that will spare them from the death penalty. This is ABC News. Parents have begun feeling the pain. The cost of child care up over 200% since 1990. In Washington, there's a new bipartisan push to try to help.
A new proposal in Washington aims to make child care more affordable by retooling existing tax credits.
A lot of low-income families are not paying federal income tax, so the tax credit doesn't help them.
To help working parents. The plan from Senators Tim Kaine of Virginia and Katie Britt of Alabama.
We felt like it was important for us to come together to have a common sense bipartisan solution
would double the amount of expenses that employees can put into pre-tax savings accounts for child care.
That's ABC's Rhiannon Alley. The measure also includes grant money to train more child care workers. The bad patch pushed out by cybersecurity company CrowdStrike that knocked millions of computers offline has now earned the company a lawsuit from some of its own shareholders. The suit accuses CrowdStrike of misleading everyone about how it tests its software. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anytime at the WISS website at WISS.FM.
Matt Nair on air.
We were talking about Donald Trump. I'm sorry, Donald Trump. He also said that he knows how to correctly pronounce Kamala Harris's name. He just chooses not to. And so I think that kind of opens it up for us to take some liberties.
Yeah, what would be your fix to the name?
Dave from New Berlin texting in, Conald.
Conald.
Dump. Also, Calvin's was Donald. Old Trump.
Who said there's a correct one?
Except, like, it's pronounced Kamala.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Babes, what are you doing?
What? I'm just mowing the lawn.
No, it's blazing hot and dry out here. Don't you remember? Smokey Bear says,
avoid using power equipment when it's windy or dry.
Where'd you learn this?
Oh, it's on
SmokeyBear.com with many other wildfire prevention tips.
Right. Thanks, Honey Bear.
Because remember, only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A man who stabbed a teenager to death tubing in the Apple River 2 years ago is going to prison. More from James Kelly.
Nikolai Mew was convicted of first-degree reckless homicide and four counts of recklessly endangering safety following an eight-day trial in St. Croix County. On Wednesday, he was sentenced to serve a total of 20 years in prison and 6 years extended supervision. Mew was arrested following the July 2022 incident where he stabbed five people on the river, killing 17-year-old Isaac Schumann in the process. I'm James Kelly.
Vice President Kamala Harris and her running mate plan to stop in western Wisconsin next week. Harris is expected to announce her running mate by Tuesday. That's when they'll be at a rally in Philadelphia. They'll campaign in seven swing states in 4 days after that. That's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Another loss at home for the Crew. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers scored two runs in the bottom of the first and nothing after that. They lose to the Braves 6-2. It's the fourth straight series loss at home for Milwaukee, still holding on to a five-game lead over St. Louis. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
You have to kind of reach down and kind of reassess like where you are personally and not worry about standings and things like that. Worry about playing good.
The Brewers head to Washington to play the Nationals tomorrow night. NFL Packers wide receiver Romeo Doubs opening some eyes, beating veteran veteran corner Jair Alexander twice for touchdowns. The Wisconsin Badgers continue training camp at UW-Platteville. What's the biggest advantage for head coach Luke Fickell entering year two? Offensive coordinator Phil Longo.
The difference is, though, we have so many people now, so many players in these rooms that know everything. And so the learning curve this year for the new guys is not what it was last year. You know, we still had coaches learning. I mean, I didn't know the restroom was until April.
That's Phil Longo with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms possible today. We'll get to 85 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, gradual clearing after midnight, low of 69. Tomorrow, an isolated thunderstorm. Otherwise, mostly sunny with a high of 88. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
Earl Ingram.
Join me on the next show. We'll go in the pharmacy with Omar the Pharmacist to talk health and wellness. It's one of my favorite segments of the week. You won't want to miss it.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings at 9.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support WISS, the Valley's home for Nightlight with Peach Schwabba.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
I got to leave right here.
Good morning.
Man, you can turn it on. Yes.
Happy Thursday.
Yeah, it is, right?
Love Thursdays.
And
Thursdays is party day.
It is. It kind of is.
Still? Yeah. I'm always a big fan of days that are before universe. Oh, I love Saturdays. Nah, it's too close to Monday.
Right.
I love
Thursdays.
Thursdays.
And Milo Music starts today at 10 a.m. I mean, talk
I've
about
said
kicking
this before.
Off.
It's the only time I've ever been a little bit, I don't want to say intimidated, or I'm not sure what the word is, where I got up on stage and it's like,
wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's all you see is people.
It is.
It's mind boggling.
Yeah.
Have you ever introduced anybody there, Todd?
Yeah.
Isn't that something?
And it was a
But you got to be on stage to see the mammothness.
And I was even like, you know how they have the side stages as you go down the main thing? I was on a side stage. So, and that was even intimidating for me, just looking out over that portion.
Yeah.
But when you're
it's
in
like
that
Woodstock.
Crowd.
Boy, they struck.
Is it those like Woodstock or something? It's like, oh my God.
You guys ready to rock?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, they struck gold with that event.
Boy, did they ever.
You know, and then
it's just a street.
It's not like this big
pavilion that's been built in the canyons.
And grassroots. The whole thing started grassroots. The point I was gonna make was
it's all original. Because I talked to Kevin last night. I said, you guys playing at Mile of Music. They're all going. Kevin Van Ness, Talk of the Town. They played last night and at the City Band concert. And they're going, but they don't play because it's not original stuff. I mean, they're all pretty much, you know, Dixieland jazz. Anyway, what they did was right.
Did he ask you that? Did you ask him, what is their mission statement when they started? Was it no
it was
bands
that, Corey
that do other things?
Yeah, right, it was Corey Chisel, right, who started that?
But you know what I mean, though? It's like why, like, cover bands aren't allowed, right?
Right. That's what I'm saying, Johnny.
I think it's all original.
No, it is.
Okay.
Corey Chisel, who obviously from Appleton, he kind of made it big. He started that and that's
unbelievable.
Big. Well, it's what, 13, 12, 11?
11.
I should know. 11.
11.
Okay, 11.
Yep.
They got a tiger there and it's awesome. So it starts today at 10 a.m. And then it goes through Sunday. So, and they got great.
Starts 10 this morning?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Yeah, they do music all day
long. Oh, my God. I never realized it was that early.
Yeah.
In fact, my brother
and is what they're driving in from Minneapolis for that. They just love that.
Yeah.
And my sister lives in Madison. She's coming down. And, you know, it's just, it's great. And for that many people, the crowd is.
For those people last in line, as you like, really?
One of the guys performing there today, his name is Eric Krieger. He's actually going to be joining us tomorrow morning on the live music segment.
Is that awesome?
He can tell us a little bit about how the first day went.
Awesome.
Yeah, that's a good event. So anyway, yeah, that's, and music is great. And what I like, the other thing I like about it, I love the original part of it, but just the variety is also very strong. I mean, they had Barbershop one year, which I thought was great. But all the music's great.
I will say this, though. Parking isn't great. Obviously, I mean, it's downtown. What, you know, what downtown right. has great parking. So you're going to walk. Do you're they, going to walk.
I bet you. No, that, is that lady coming out? No, Fox City. Do they have transit? They must have transit.
I'm not sure. You know, they're not involved with that event, but I'm sure yeah. that Laura might have some details on.
I just remember even when I had to go introduce, it's like you're walking like
right
block after block after block.
And you're like,
you're pretty much like parking in Kimberly and walking to it.
You're like a celebrity. It's like, oh, yeah.
Hey, don't you know who I am? Yeah.
Kimberly's
20 bucks.
Up.
Park here.
Yeah. Anyway, so that's cool. And we got great weather coming up for that. So, yeah, we had a great band concert last night, too. You know, the city band concert. There's only two left.
Beautiful night, huh?
But, yeah. You know, Kevin.
It was hot. I had to walk to CVS to get my pills.
He was
like, wow.
Drenched.
Yeah.
But he said, you know, they play in New Orleans. You know, that's they're the ones who yeah, play in right. the Mardi Gras. And he goes, man, this is this flashback to New Orleans because his band kind of stopped over. And, you know, it shook hands, kind of gave him a hug, and it just drenched those guys.
I mean, I'm not trying to sound like fat old guy, but I am a fat old guy.
Yeah,
but I walked to CVS just to get my old guy cholesterol pills. You know,
are they blue?
No, they're white.
Oh, the white ones. Okay, yeah. All right, go ahead.
What do you mean by that?
It's 6:11.
You just snuck one in.
I did, and it's. I thought,
what a sucker punch!
John
wow.
I was just gonna sit back and see if you noticed, John.
Wow. Right. Me too. Me too. I've been up for a while.
But all I'm saying is this: is this no lie? All I'm saying is, wore jeans and a t-shirt. Okay, and I came back and I took my stuff off and I was gonna take a shower and everything. And I picked up. I was gonna wash some clothes and I picked up my t-shirt. It's like. Yeah. Why is this so wet?
Heavy.
And it's like, I didn't realize it. I had sweat just in that walk from CVS. It's
yeah.
it's 2 miles, but it's like 1 mile that way. And it was like drenched.
Yeah.
It was hot and
that was,
humid.
And I don't know what time you did that, but this was 7 o'clock
this
last night.
This was 6 o'clock.
Yeah. It was hot last night.
Yeah. Wow. So I mean, good. I'm not complaining. It's going to be terrible. It's going to be whatever, whatever, whatever. But yesterday was work up a sweat day.
And so this guy's, Kevin's like, look, you know, we're musicians.
How are your hot dogs?
We don't. Unbelievable. You guys, and I'm going to bring you some, but that Tupperware was all kind of used up. It's just, I got to go buy
oh,
some more.
Oh, hey, this, okay. I have to talk about
love,
this. No,
say, Johnny.
No, let me talk.
Okay.
I was at festival one day, and I was in the aisle. I was looking for something. I'll be honest with you. I went there. I'm the worst shopper in America.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where anything is yeah. in grocery stores. So I'm looking for my Tang, my Squirty Tang.
Yeah.
And I just decided, okay. Bleep it. I'm going to start in aisle one. I'm going to walk up and down every single mother aisle in this store.
Okay, that's a huge mistake.
It was aisle 50. But here's the deal. Then you notice other things because you're looking all around, okay?
Right.
Tupperware is expensive. And you give me all that stuff in Tupperware and I throw it away. It's like, oh, I got to start saving this stuff.
Yeah.
When did Tupperware get expensive?
Out of the danger of going down the aisles, and we've talked about, you should stay on the perimeter of the store. Festival of all places. I mean, it's not like you're at Aldi's. Why don't you just ask somebody? They'll like walk. They're like Walmart. They will walk you to where your product is. You know, so you instead of traversing those 15 aisles. Oh, Cheetos are on sale.
I know. Oh, that. Oh, you know, oh.
They always have those.
Oh, don't yeah. even. No. Yeah. Yeah. You know what? I just read this though about you know what are the most coveted parts of a store are? Of a grocery store?
End caps.
What's that?
The end caps.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Oh, did you know that?
Well, everybody knows that. I mean, that's.
Nobody knew that.
That's you learn that in school. Yes, that's because people walk by it and they just, it's impulse
like
buying.
Like Coca-Cola and stuff. That's they own like those.
Yeah, they don't they own
pay,
it.
Well,
believe
they,
me,
they pay for it.
Yeah.
They pay dearly for it.
I never knew that.
Yeah.
I didn't know stores were laid out that
particular. So like, I went to Costco yesterday. Mistake. Because I don't like. Big store. I like, you know, small. I like to know where everything is. I go to Costco, and it was at 2 o'clock or something, just to get because they have those like, and I'll bring you some, but like those foot long hot dogs because I wanted those. And what else did I get there? Anyway, why did I go to Costco? I wanted something else that they had that isn't. I can't get at other places. It was coupon. It was the first day of their.
Oh
my God! I was in
lines.
Line.
Are so
I was
long.
In line like back to where like the cooler is.
I believe it. I know.
And
I
had like 8 things. They should have a less than 10 lane there because everybody in there has, you know, what, $400
well, yeah,
worth
if you
of
go
stuff.
There, you go for big stuff.
Right. It's so I've like, got like 4 items. And like I had although I met some pretty nice people in line, but man. And I said to the lady, why is this so? This is crazy. I thought I'd sneak in here 2 o'clock. She goes, oh, no, it's the first day of our coupon day or something, but whatever that is.
I will say this, best place to get gas, though.
Oh, yeah, I did.
It's 310 versus 344 anywhere else.
Wow. You know what? It is significant. I will admit I did that, too.
Yeah.
And there was a long line for that because the coupon day, everybody was there for.
I didn't know Costco had coupons.
Yeah, me
either. I've never used a coupon.
Ever?
Ever.
No, I. You can.
Wow.
I should. I know. I just, I don't know how to use them.
I know. You know what? I don't know how to use.
What?
They have, I can cut them
I
out
don't.
Of the, no, I got a picture of me cutting out coupons out of the paper. I'm like, oh, I'm an old white guy. But they're online now, John. Like you have to like load down.
Download. Download.
Yeah.
Or load down.
Yeah. I don't.
Great song, by the way.
Anyway, and then you, like put your, I see people do that, and there's people like older.
I don't know how to do that.
I know. It's like
wow, how to do any of that.
And
stuff.
Then you walk out thinking, yeah, you probably got a better deal than I did. But yeah, it was coupon day at Shopware, whatever it was, their value book. She told me.
You know what? You know what? If I ever run, I got to talk to Mark about this. Mark Scogan.
Yeah.
You know what? Grocery stores need to do
music. I think they need to make it more of an experience.
No, uh-uh.
More fun.
Let me tell you something.
Instead
that
of just people going
business,
there grazing.
Let me just tell you what they need to do. Stamps.
What do you mean stamps?
I used to go to the AMP for my mom and buy stuff. Yeah, and you'd get those stamps. And first thing she would do, Johnny, do you have the stamps?
You have to fill the
and
book.
And you put them in the book.
Yeah, the book was so thick.
And you'd win some bowls or something.
Is that what we, what? Because I remember filling out the books, but what
I don't remember exactly what they want for them.
Was it the anybody out there?
Because even my brother's gas station, Mino's Sinclair, we used to give out stamps.
Yeah.
And people would get, like, I still remember we had, like, all of our, like, bowls were from the Sinclair gas station and glasses. And actually, you know what we used to get that's worth a lot of money now? We used to give out those Packer glasses. And they'd have the Packer logo on them and things like that. Those are, like, valuable now.
Okay, so we would fill those books, and then we would get, it wouldn't be a discount, it would be an item, like a gift.
I remember one time we got a blanket
toaster,
like really? A quilt or something.
You could kind of pick and choose some stuff,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, they had a catalog.
Right, right.
Wow.
However many stamps, yeah.
Remember they did that but with cigarettes, too.
Yes.
Right? You'd get your little.
Yep. Whenever, I'd always have to go to the store for my mom to buy a pack of Salems. 5 years old, I'd go to the store to buy a pack of Salems.
Times have changed.
I know.
Wow. For what, 25 cents too, right? Or whatever.
50. When we sold them at the gas station, it was 45 cents.
Yeah. Wow.
And now they're How much are they now?
I don't know. I have no idea. $7 a pack.
It's just crazy. Something I've never,
but that's all tax.
I've never smoked a cigarette.
Yeah, that's really
good. Of all the bad things I've done in my life, I have never smoked a cigarette.
That's like kind of cool.
Yeah.
I don't, I think there's very few people who could say that. I think a lot of people, I tried cigarettes, but yeah, I think a lot of people that don't smoke. I mean, there's a small group of people that smoke, but no cigars. Did you have cigars?
Oh, well, you know, remember when they were like trendy about 20 years ago? So whenever we go golfing, somebody else, I got a Cuban here. And it's like, okay. I just never, I don't know what. What's the pleasure?
Well, it's nicotine. Is what it's in cigarettes. It's nicotine.
But what is? I've never gotten any sort of like.
You don't get a buzz on a cigar.
No,
nothing.
I just got a taste in my mouth.
I agree with that.
When I started working with you guys, I would smoke a lot of cigars. it would take the edge off.
I had no cigars
right after the show. I was all the way.
Really?
Home. Yeah.
Wow.
I didn't think that was a cigar. Did
I
you,
don't,
Johnny?
No. Uh-uh.
Okay.
He had some little spikes in it.
You roll your own cigars?
Put some spikes in that, right, Stogie. Right. We're going to set a quick break. Great show coming up. Stay with us. How much you done spent? I swear she must believe it's all hell to say.
Hey, boy, better bring a chip around. Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Where do grown-ups go in the water park capital of the world? Well, go to a water park. You'll find one nearly everywhere you go. Go relax in a cabana. Go golfing. Going for a nice dinner? Oh, go for the special. Go for the weekend. Heck, why not go for the whole week? Go to a show. Go shopping. Go tour a winery. Wow, we're really on the go. Say, I could go for a beer. Need a day at the spa? Go for it. Wisconsin Dells, it's go time. Plan your grown-up getaway at wisdells.com.
Are you ready to hit a home run with your business marketing? It's time to step up to the plate and get noticed with help from your local MVP senior account executive, Peter Van Doren. Whether you're a rookie or seasoned pro, I'm here to help you score big with unbeatable radio advertising and digital marketing solutions. Don't wait until the ninth inning. Get started now, and let's hit a grand slam together. Contact me by email today, peter@civicmedia.us.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for Matt and Air on Air.
Hey, welcome back. Mike with the Mayor here on a good luck at Thursday morning. 70 degrees in Green Bay already, yeah. 73 in Appleton. That might be like about the highest
morning
temperature
at this time at
6:20. Yeah. 71 in Oshkosh.
It's
first day of August.
93 today, right? Or 90? Are we going to hit 90 today? Did I see that?
Today's going to be like 80, 85.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
Something happened on this date in 1981. I've actually got a little audio clip.
Okay.
And you guys guess what this possibly could be. Check this out.
A few seconds away from switching to the redundant sense sequencer.
Space shuttle?
T-minus 27 seconds. We have gone for first redundant one? Set sequencer.
No.
Start. T-minus 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5,
81?
4. We've 81. Gone for main engine start. We have main engine start.
First space shuttle? This isn't the one that blew up.
That was 86.
Yeah.
Rock and roll.
MTV.
MTV, the very first MTV day.
Wow.
On this day in 1981.
Wow.
As soon as you heard the music, right?
Yeah. Man, I'll tell you what. Say what you want about how cheesy some... You watched that. When you had cable and you got that, you watched every video. And I'm still on Roku or whatever. I don't even know what channels I've got. It's so, you know. But when I find that 80s music, I watch them.
Yeah.
Cheesy as you can be, but they were like little movies.
But there were some really good ones, too.
Really good.
I mean, Aha, Take On Me. Do you remember that one?
Take On Me.
So part of it was like real
take
action,
on
and
me.
The other one was like somebody was
yes.
drawing
animation.
It. Yeah, really cool.
So you know what I saw yesterday? Oh, I'm going to, yeah, I watched this yesterday. Papa Don't Preach.
Madonna.
Yeah, and Danny Aiello.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. I mean, big-time actor. Danny Aiello was a huge actor at the time.
Yeah.
And he's in this video with about a 22-year-old Madonna.
Hmm.
Remember that song?
No.
Papa, don't preach. I'm in trouble deep. Papa, don't preach. Don't you remember that? She got knocked up in the video?
Jim, you've got to.
I do. Yeah. You know what? I probably saw that once. But I don't, that's not like, I wouldn't.
But it was like a movie thing. Oh. It's like Danny Aiello was a big-time actor.
What was the very first video played on MTV?
Video Kill the Radio Star.
By?
Oh, I don't know.
I heard you on the wireless back in 52.
The Buggles.
The Buggles. Video they ever do anything else after that?
No, I think that's all they're known for.
But they would have big time people. Like, I remember, what was her name? Girls Just Want to Have Fun.
Cindy Lauper.
And the wrestler.
Yeah.
Albano.
Yeah.
Albano.
You know that.
Well, Albano.
So when she was getting started, radio stations would not play her stuff because she was a little weird, right?
Okay.
So she turned to the wrestling world, and she would go on stage during the wrestling matches on WWF back in the day, and that's how she got her career started.
Really?
Yeah, that's why she used some of those guys in her videos.
No kidding.
Stuff. Yeah.
Wow. The one that just, that made me, it's like, boss, why are you doing this? Glory Days with Bruce Springsteen.
Okay.
Cannot throw a baseball. And he was on the mound like he was throwing, you know, pitching in his glory day. And he just, boss. Yeah. Oh, I used to love that, man. MTV in the early 80s was phenomenal. What's your all-time favorite music video? And I'll tell you mine.
Beat it.
Mine was like a mini little movie.
Okay. I think for me, like, I look at Aha, that was a great one. Sledgehammer from Peter Gabriel was very cool too. What about you?
No, I can't think of the name of it. Glenn Frey.
Yeah.
Smuggler's Blues.
I like that song.
Smuggler's Blues. Remember that song?
No.
Was that from Miami Vice?
Yeah.
of studying.
Huh? I don't. I watched a little. When I think of MTV, I think of Michael Jackson and when
come on, baby. Out, here's our little plan.
No, he comes out in that.
Just take it 20 hours and I'll give you 20 grand.
No, I don't remember that song.
Do you remember Smuggler's Blues? I loved that one. Oh, this right here. Boy, does that not conjure up Miami Vice about 1985?
Oh, yeah. I know it. Yeah.
Love it.
That's cool. Yeah.
And the whole video, you're right, because there was actually an intro on the video, right?
Absolutely.
And they were smuggling drugs.
That's what I mean. They were like little mini, you know, movies.
And when you were young and you lived out in the country and didn't get MTV, you watched Friday Night Videos. That's all you had.
Oh, I remember that. Do you remember the Midnight Special?
Bet you that mine.
Yes.
Midnight
Special.
From the 70s? Yeah.
That was great.
That was awesome.
Terry says Robert Palmer, Addicted to Love, is his favorite video.
Okay. Remember all those long-legged ladies?
I would say that's
You know who else used to do something pretty good? It was ZZ Top.
Yeah.
Sharp Dressed Man. Yeah. Yeah. They were all penthouse pets. Okay, I tell you something? I played softball against them.
Against ZZ Top?
No, against the penthouse pet. Okay. True story. What?
I don't know why and I thought it would be a bad.
You know what?
I believe it. You know, that's I'm going to just end it there. I believe that. You know, I don't want to hear about it, but I believe it.
The lady that ran them was hitting on me. I could have.
Now that I don't believe.
Scored. True story.
Could have scored.
This was Tucson, Arizona, 1982.
That was by mistake, John.
Oh, no,
Tucson, Arizona, 1982. They had a softball team, celebrity softball team, the Penthouse Pets. And they'd go around, and they played at the Tucson Toros before the Tucson Toros game. And then we went to a party afterwards. Me and Greg Mills, you can call. He worked in L.A. for a lot of years. Yes.
Jim, did you have a favorite video?
Well, that Addicted to Love, now that she says that.
I was 24, and she was like 64.
You're going after the Cougars?
No. I wasn't. She was after me.
She was just as a joke to see who could be with the youngest guy. And then they go back and they smoke their weed and just laugh about
it. They're like, who's going after the hottest guy?
No, John.
I'm going to hit a bell every time in the morning we talk about weed. Okay. I'm going to have a little counter in the
Well, back then, 81, they're cokeheads back then, right? Wasn't 82. That the thing? 82?
Yeah. Maybe 81. Yeah.
Yeah.
True story.
Anyway. Yeah, Addicted to Love. That
look
was big.
At me, Todd. Look up Penthouse Pets softball team.
Well, they're probably dead now, but I mean, that's pretty washed up to be doing that at 64.
What do you mean? Well, yeah, they're not doing it anymore.
No, I'm just saying that even at 64.
No, they were like 25 at the time.
You just said she was 64.
The manager.
Who was hitting on you.
Yeah. She was probably 44. But seemed compared
next,
to them.
Next time we talk to him, she was like, 34, maybe 24.
All right, we'll get my buddy on. We'll get my. There it is. There it is. Look at that. Penthouse Pets softball team.
So, Mino, is that you leaning against the pole there? That might be.
Jeez. Okay. Got to move on. 627. 628. Good.
Okay. I'm not even kidding about this, about something here.
What?
The guy in the background on the left side.
Yep.
Okay. That was. It says Beavers, right?
I think you're right, Beavers.
There's a Portland Beavers baseball team, AAA affiliate. This is crazy. Which was managed by, remember I told that story about my hero Pete Ward? He was the manager of the Portland Beavers. And I think that's from that is no lie. That's probably right from Tucson when we played them. Isn't that something?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's got to be.
I'm not kidding. Okay, we're going to get Greg on, my buddy.
All right.
Okay.
That would be interesting. But you know that. Go ahead.
I'm looking it up from that picture.
Yeah.
Guess where it's from?
Where?
Oregon.
That's it. Exactly.
Right.
Portland Beaver. Yep. Exactly.
That's what it is.
Yes. Wow. Right. How bizarre is that?
That's.
And it kind of does look like me leaning against that wall.
Does a little bit. Yeah.
Wow.
This was a good song.
It's a great song.
It's a great song. You're
great
right.
Great song. Let us know, people. Let us know your all-time favorite music videos from the heyday, from the day. Gotta know. We got a quick break. A lot of stuff going on. Great guests. Back after this.
This is Oshkosh Air Support, WISS. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report along with you on a Thursday morning. The cherry harvest is underway in Door County. We're checking in with Jim Sequist of Sequist Orchard in Door County. His family's cherry orchard manages about 170,000 trees across 1,300 acres. And despite some early weather challenges, Jim says they are expecting a bumper crop. But like many growers, he would like to see a break from the rain. He tells us what the perfect forecast looks like for a cherry grower.
We'd love to see 5 to under 10 mile an hour winds every day, nice and cool and dry air, and I think we've had enough rain to get us all the way through harvest. It could not rain anymore and we would be just fine. And then we get a nice shower about August 15th, it looks like it's going to warm up and be warmer. It does look like the rain might start to dissipate, but we're supposed to get 3/4 of an inch on Friday, and we'll just try and deal with that the best we can.
Jim Sequist is a cherry grower in Door County, looking forward to a dry forecast as they continue the harvest. We'll take a look at what commodity markets are doing this morning next.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
All business owners want the same thing, to make their business succeed. At Rural Mutual, they help that happen. As the third largest writer of commercial business in Wisconsin, they take the time to learn your business so they can properly protect you. Call your local agent today or visit ruralmutual.com.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong. A voice for farmers, a vision for agriculture, Wisconsin Farm View.
As a member, I have had the opportunity to grow personally and professionally through valuable programming. Learning opportunities like Farm Bureau's Leadership Institute and Grassroots Policy Process have set me up to succeed both on and off the farm. Become a member by visiting WFBF.com.
A vision for agriculture, Wisconsin Farm Bureau.
From Chicago, commodity markets are mixed. To kick off the month of August, cash corn down a half a penny at 382 and a quarter. December new crop corn down 0.75 cents at 399 a bushel. Cash soybeans are trading up 2.5 cents at 1031 a bushel. November new crop beans down 2.5 cents at 1020 a bushel. And cash and new crop wheat is trading up 2.5 cents at 529 3/4. The August Class 3 milk contract is trading down 18 cents at $20.53 a hundredweight. The September Class 3 milk contract is down 4 cents at $21.21 a hundredweight. If we look ahead to October, that contract is sitting neutral at $21.12. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
This weather update is brought to you by your boat club, Oshkosh's premier outdoor clothing and equipment retailer. When you're serious about fun, shop your boat club, located at 1232 North Sawyer Street.
Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms possible today. We'll get to 85 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, gradual clearing after midnight, low of 69. Tomorrow, an isolated thunderstorm. Otherwise, mostly sunny with a high of 88. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 71.
Hey, neighbor, have you ever heard of Bug Tussle? No?
Well, listen up.
Bug Tussle Internet is a Wisconsin-based internet provider that's committed to providing internet to many of our rural areas. Yes, Bug Tussle. What a great name and a great price for internet, starting at just $45 per month. But hurry, this offer ends September 30th. Get details now at btussle.com. That's btussel.com. Your neighbor has Bug Tussle. You should, too.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Your home for Mino and the Mayor in the Morning. Weekdays from 6 till 8. Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM, WISS.
And the Ad Council.
From I-40.
All right, don't forget, later on today, we've got tickets for you. Family four-pack of tickets for Packers Family Night, courtesy of Bell & Health. The family night coming up this Saturday. We're going to have tickets for you twice this morning at 7:50 and 8:50. So be listening in for your shot to win. Now back to Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Thank you to Mark Houston for that.
Yep.
Okay, got some text here. I loved A-ha's take on me with the mix of action, live action in cartoon. Cindy Lauper with Captain Lou, my favorite. There were just some good ones back then, though, weren't there? You know what I like? I kind of like that one. That one Michael and not you know whatever says take on me scared me because it went from one way to the other.
Maybe
remember that one Michael Jackson song. Hey, pretty girl with your high heels on.
Yeah. We went in on those, like, squares.
And she was really, really hot, that girl. Remember? Remember that one, Todd? Or no?
The way you Billie make me Jean. Feel? No, the way you make
yes!
me feel.
You're exactly. Todd, you know how I am with NFL quarterbacks? Todd is like that with anything in music.
Yeah.
It's incredible. He's like a savant. By the way, today is Girlfriend's Day. Does that mean, like, girls, hey, girlfriend, or does it mean guy with this is my girlfriend?
No, it's really women.
I think it's girlfriend.
Okay.
Strong
okay.
women in their life.
Okay.
Hey, girlfriend.
Hey, girl.
Promo number five this week.
Hey, girl.
Hey, girl.
I don't buy my lingerie at Walmart at all. Never. I'm moved way beyond that.
I use that one some girlfriend. Yeah, that's yeah. Okay, that's.
Have you ever
cool.
felt that though? When you're single, have you ever felt that your girlfriend or whomever you're just kind of hanging with, that like they don't like you, and they like undercut you? You ever feel that? I've always felt that.
That goes past that stage.
What do you mean?
Do you ever feel like that now?
Well, yeah. But
I don't know if she really likes me.
Especially like back then. But you know what I mean?
No.
It's like you'd be trying to be funny and they like wouldn't laugh. It's like,
Yeah.
And then
you try and talk,
and then
yeah.
the ultimate thing is if they both are let's go to the ladies' room. And like two girls were like
yeah. you know, they're talking about you.
And
yeah.
it's like you know they're talking
yeah.
about you.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah. All guys know them.
Yeah.
That's just part of life.
Yeah. Girlfriend's Day, play ball day. All right, get out and play ball.
Well, you think that would be earlier. That's baseball, right? Play ball?
You know what you never see anymore that in my era was so big was wiffle ball. Remember wiffle ball? You'd play home run derby and remember?
No.
No, you never played wiffle ball?
Well, no, we had that's with that big bat, that plastic bat and that big plastic ball.
Well, those came out later. When I was a kid, it was just regular sized plastic bats and the little ball. But wiffle ball was so popular. I think there's a big time. Have you ever watched this, Todd, on like YouTube? Wiffle ball. They've got like serious leagues in California.
Notice, Todd, how he didn't even include me in the conversation. Todd, have you ever watched this?
Because
we know you would never.
You can't believe some of these guys, these pitchers in wiffle ball. There's like I don't want to say a professional wiffle ball league, but like
there's it's pretty professional. I just looked it up.
Have you? Yeah. And there's a group of comedians in Los Angeles. We used to have them on IXX back in the day, and they would talk one of the most. You knew you kind of made it as a comedian in the L.A. area if you were invited to play on Sunday afternoons. This one, I forget who it was, a big-time comedian, built a wiffle ball park in his backyard with stands and, like, popcorn. And Sunday That's afternoons, awesome. Like, the biggest comedians in L.A. would get together for wiffle ball games that were, like, really serious.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Wow.
He said you knew you made it if you were invited to play in the wiffle ball game.
There is actually Major League Wiffle. That's the
there
name.
There it is.
Yep. MLW. And they've got a little network on YouTube if you want to watch. It looks almost like you're watching ESPN.
You can't believe all these pitchers, what they can do with the wiffle ball. Where it's like it's going right straight at a guy's head in the last split second, curves down for a strike.
How do you even throw one of those anyway?
I don't
know.
And they're just like normal looking guys.
Yeah.
They're all these like skinny guys. And it's really something. I would love to do it. I'd love to play in a professional wiffle ball league.
Is that the balls with the holes?
I don't know if these do. Maybe, because then they move a lot more.
Right.
You know, with the aerodynamics or whatever you call it. But it's, yeah, I would like, I'm going to start up a Northeast Wisconsin wiffle ball league.
Put that on the list.
I'm going to be the commissioner.
All right.
I like that idea.
I do too. Who wants to play wiffle ball?
Why? Why wouldn't you just play softball or baseball?
Something
There's
different.
Something about wiffle ball that's different. Yes.
Okay.
Who wants to play? We'll start it off two games on like a Sunday. All right. Go to Joannie's and we'll play wiffle ball. But it's hardcore wiffle ball where you throw it like 90 miles an hour.
How far apart of the base is the same as baseball?
Like softball. So we'll move it, but we got to have a fence thing. There's something special. Do you ever play home run derby when you were a kid?
No.
With wiffle ball. Oh, my God.
I was just thinking I would do it by...
Somebody texted me yesterday, too. Jim has never had a bloodsucker on him. What did he grow up in? You know, it's like, my God, the most... You never had a bloodsucker. I don't know a person. Anybody out there from the UP listening?
Well, that
did you ever have a bloodsucker on you? Yes or no, on your ankle?
Well, that's UP.
But you use... Okay, but, you know, you make... We laugh about those, but, you know, leeches are one of the great baits for, like, walleye.
Okay. But that... What does that have to do with having a bloodsucker? No, I've never had a bloodsucker on me, and I never will. No, I wouldn't want that.
Well, nobody wants it.
Well, I would stay out of that environment.
You've never had a bloodsucker on your ankle?
No.
Not once?
Never.
All right. According to research, that is what the MLB wiffle balls look like. Okay. So they got some holes, but not...
Not completely.
Not completely.
Okay. No. Got some other one. Beastie Boys, Fight for Your Right to Party. 1986, yeah. Great video. Another one, first sports video, Walk of Life, Dire Straits. That was great. It was about the Philadelphia 76ers. And there's this old lady, like 95 years old, who's a huge fan, clapping along with it. You do the walk, do the walk of life. And it was all based on a 76ers game. And that was about 1986 as well. What?
Why? Oh, I guess, whatever. You remember all that, you retain all that. That's great. That's nice. You were happy back then. You must have been if you retained that.
Well, I wasn't sitting here at 6 in the morning working with you.
On that note,
hey,
it's time for something that we just brought back to the radio waves in Northeast Wisconsin.
By public demand.
Now, I did see, I was looking up special people birthdays today, and I just want to say that besides somebody that's most special, but somebody else, Jerry Garcia. It's his birthday today.
He's dead.
I know, but still, Jerry Garcia was.
Never got into the Grateful Dead at all. Not at all.
He had a following.
Ridiculously.
I had a brother that was just like, he'd go to these travel. It just was weird. But
anyway. I knew people that went to like 30 concerts in a row. Just travel around and follow them all over the place. Yeah. I got this text. As kids, we played wiffle ball every night in our backyard. We wore base paths into our lawn, and my dad was so mad. Good times.
Yeah,
Absolutely.
I would host that in my backyard, but I don't think it's big enough. There's no way it's big enough to play softball. But that would be fun. Maybe we could play it at St. James
Park
across the street.
Let us know. Text us, please. Who's in for wiffle ball?
All right. Birthdays.
All right. I got to say something. Your wife, Donna.
Yes.
One of the nicest ladies I've ever met.
Same here.
When we were here, you and I were sitting right here. I had my granddaughters for that weekend.
Yeah.
They so enjoyed sitting with her and Milton out on the couch. Like you can't believe. Yeah. They just couldn't say enough good things about her. How nice she was.
Yeah.
She's got a certain thing with kids, doesn't she though?
Kids.
People.
Yeah. People.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Talk to them. Didn't talk down to them.
No.
They had the nicest conversation.
Yeah.
It was really something.
When I met her, I just like, you know, of course I can't believe God made people this nice.
Yeah. That's what so many women have said about me.
what do they call that? Punching up or something like that? Above your
Above your pay grade? Absolutely. I know that.
Out punting your coverage?
Yes.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah, she's.
She got a birthday today.
Birthday. Yes. It is her special day. She took the day off.
How do you make it birthday special?
Get this, John. This is the truth. We talked about this last night. I will tell you. So Talk of the Town played at the City Band concert last night, St. James Park, across street from my house. Then I had them over for this hot dog bar that you guys didn't show up for. And we had Cherry Tort, went and picked cherries, Don, on Saturday.
I don't like cherries.
You don't? We had this huge. There was a lot. But we had whipped cream on, which was, so you might have liked that. Anyway, then it was getting a little bit late, and I'm like, okay, and I want to go to bed. But then it's like, that's Donna's birthday tomorrow. So they played Happy Birthday, which
is nice.
Those guys are like the absolute best. So,
saxophone?
Clarinet.
Or clarinet. I always get those confused.
Yeah. Anyway, so the people are like, what are you going to do tomorrow? What are you going to do tomorrow? She's taking the day off. So she's off today. Do you know what she... It's her birthday. I said, I'll do whatever. I got to work from 6 to 9. But after that, I'm taking the rest of the day off. She wants to finish cleaning the garage.
Okay.
I swear to God.
Let me tell you something. I just read a book. I was at Barnes & Noble. And I don't know if you're supposed to do this, but I take a book and I'll sit at the thing and read it.
Then put it back.
Then put it back.
Yeah.
But it was like accomplishments mean do more for your endorphins than almost anything. And even those kind of things. And it meant didn't say cleaning the garage, but those kind of, when it's an accomplishment.
Well, you do that gets you, that gives you more energy.
Absolutely. It doesn't matter what it is, but that accomplishment really does something for you internally.
Yeah.
So I can see that point. That's I totally see that.
It's that we've been talking about. We just got to get finished with it. Just some Christmas decorations and stuff.
And you have such a good feeling when that's
done. And she says, I really want to do that on my birthday. I'm like,
have you ever read the book, Make Your Bed?
I've not
You know about it?
Oh, absolutely.
The Navy SEAL, commander of the Navy SEALs.
Yeah. I've seen him interviewed.
Thing.
Right.
That will do more for you than anything by making your bed in a really good way in the morning.
Right.
Because you know you've just accomplished something.
Right.
And that gives you encouragement to do more.
Right.
And it is like an endorphin. It's an actual chemical reaction. So I can see that.
That and I out of all the stuff, that I'm like, look, whatever. Now, we're going to dinner tonight at Coco Sushi. But for today, like, when I get done here, go home and help.
Sucks
I'm
to
not
be you.
Sushi day. Yeah, I know. Yeah, not a great day for you.
It's only 90 out, so, yeah.
You a sushi guy?
Yes.
I don't quite get sushi.
Yeah, we got to order variety.
Is it just rice rolled up with seaweed and something?
Raw fish.
Yeah.
Get the tuna over that. Well, what they have, what we like over there. Oh, they have fish as well, not just all the rice wrapped up stuff. So, we like that place. I hope their service is a little bit better than last time. You know,
right.
Because it's not the least expensive place to go, and when you do that, you want good food, but you also want good service.
Can I say something about service?
Yeah, we talk about that a lot on this show.
So when I went, I go to a certain place to pick up my pills. And there's always the same guy sitting at the desk on his computer. And every single time, the guy says, I'll be with you in a minute. As I'm standing at the... Oh, I almost said the F word. As I'm standing at the...
Happy birthday, Donna.
Yes.
I just want to reach across and grab him one time by the bleeping throat.
You're standing at the
front... Is that wrong?
At the front counter. Yeah.
And he goes, I'll be with you in a minute.
He's got short hair.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know he is.
You know who he is?
Ooh. Oh, yeah.
Cockiest bastard I've ever met my life.
He is a young pharmacist. Probably he was like one of the best in his class, right?
But completely rude, completely unfriendly. Yeah. And it's never, hey, let me help you. It's always, I'll be with you in a minute. I've got something more important to do than wait on
you. He is
I want to like take a baseball bat in there one day and just clear off that
counter. Expect those older guys, white hair with the glasses. That's not him at all.
He's a young cocky.
And anyway. Now.
Okay.
All right, here. Let's go on what's important. All right. Okay.
Donna Schmidt, this is for you. Happy birthday to you.
What's that?
Happy birthday to you.
Rendition.
Happy birthday, dear Donna. Happy birthday to you.
All right, there you go. All right, it's over, honey. There you go. I told you. Thank you, John.
You're very welcome.
Nice. I'm sure she likes.
Do I have anybody for tomorrow, Todd?
we're good. Today, we're good. Once a week. This
people
is a lot
want
to take.
If
this
you
is a lot to
if
take.
You'd like
one a day.
Yep.
One a week.
If you'd like John to sing tomorrow morning, you can text right now. Get the Civic Media app. Choose your station and text us. We'll get it on tomorrow morning.
That just made her day special.
It did. Made it different.
Yes, exactly.
That's a first.
We're going to set a quick break. Back after this.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
With a little financial support from the Wisconsin Chairs Child Care Subsidy Program,
more is possible. You can focus on work, continue your education, and take advantage of opportunities that make your family stronger. Best of all, you can give your child a great start with the high-quality care they deserve. What's your more? Learn how you can get help paying for childcare by visiting wishares.wi.gov today.
It's time for the grooviest event of the summer at the Wisconsin State Fair. Feeling good at the Wisconsin State Fair, presented by U.S. Cellular, August 1st through the 11th. Yeah, I'm feeling
good. Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Todd, by the way, if anybody else has birthdays, we can do that. You know what? You know, me and Murph used to do that all the time. Hey, happy birthday to Bob or Carol or Ted and
right. We can say that. I think that would be great to say that.
Carol, Ted.
What?
Remember the movie that was really it like broke through barriers where it's like Bob, Carol, Ted, and Alice?
No.
Remember that about swapping like swingers?
1969.
What was it?
Bob and Carol and Ted and Alice.
Yeah, there it is.
Elliot Gould was in that. Diane Cannon was in that. Who else? Robert Culp, Natalie Wood.
Oh, wow. Big names.
Diane Cannon.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Do you remember when she was on The Tonight Show one night?
No. I remember she used to go to Lakers games all the time. She was a big Lakers fan.
Yeah, I'm going to see if I can find a clip of Johnny and her.
Was she drunk or something?
No. He asked her why, because apparently they dated at one point, and then she found this.
Johnny Carson?
Yeah. And apparently at some point she found somebody to finally marry. And so he just, you know, very innocently said, you know, what was the difference between this guy and, say, me? And she just loses it, like laughing her butt off.
Really? Did you ever hear about when he found out that Frank Gifford was having an affair with his wife and they actually broke into the guy's apartment and he asked Ed McMahon to get a gun because he wanted to kill Frank Gifford?
I didn't know that story.
Oh, it's a heck of a story. Oh, yeah. I met Frank Gifford one time. Biggest jerk I've ever met in sports. This is a true story. Green Bay, Monday night football game in Green Bay.
Oh, yeah.
And they were all in, and they had a banquet the night before. And somebody had given me something to give to Frank Gifford. I forget who it was, a former Packer or something. Like, hey, Frank, remember, you know, like a nice card and letter. Welcome to Green Bay, Frank. And he was talking to this young girl. And she was like, oh, I just love I will not miss Monday Night Football. Oh, my gosh. Okay. And he had his arms folded. He was just like sucking it all in. Okay.
Yeah.
And I go, excuse me, Frank, can I bother you for one quick second? And he looks at me and goes, you already have.
Wow.
I want to put a bullet between his eyes.
Wow.
Honest to God.
Yeah, that wasn't very nice.
You want to hear this quick?
Yes.
Wow. Quick clip.
Can I ask you something without getting too intimate? How do you know after, we'd gone out a couple of times, right?
Oh, geez. Oh, my God.
Wow.
Wow.
See, there's the difference right there. And I didn't see you running to the phone to call mom and dad. After we went out a couple of times, what Johnny. Was there about this fella?
That was different than you?
Yeah.
Wow.
And Carson's just, you know, Carson had that face he'd put on.
Who was the guy, do you know, that she...
I don't know who she ended up marrying.
Because she used to get around with the Laker players. That was a big rumor. She sat front row for all the Laker games for like 20 years, 30 years. Is she still alive?
Yes, she is.
Okay.
Yep. In fact, the reason why I saw that clip was somehow it came up on social media and she was sharing it.
Wow. You know where she looked amazingly gorgeous? It was not a good movie, but it was with Willie Nelson called Honeysuckle Rose.
Sure.
Remember that movie? Yep. I can see the morning sun rising in the morning in your eyes. You ever remember that song? Willie Nelson?
faintly. I don't know. When John, you got in my defense, when you sing, it's
did
not
you ever
on
think
pitch,
about this, Jim?
So it's
Jim,
not,
did
I don't really know,
this?
know the song. You know, you say that. No, if Jim, I would start singing like, you know this song, I'd be like, well, and then Todd plays it. It's like, well, of course I know that song.
Do you ever think it's not my voice, it's your ears? I'm serious, because different people hear different things a certain way. I've never had anybody criticize my singing other than you, ever.
I don't. There's you have to look at that. Maybe you're intimidating around them, or maybe they don't want to hurt your feelings. And I don't want to hurt your feelings, but I mean, John, you've known me for a long time. I just call them like I see them, and you. Look, I like you, but John, that is not your forte. Is being on pitch? Okay,
but pitch can be overrated. It is. It can be like a Kris Kristofferson or some of these people nowadays.
Even really Willie Nelson is a little bit talking singing. You know, yeah. Okay, all right, I'll give you that.
Todd, you know what I think I could be like. As a performer?
All right.
Who's the country guy where he basically talks through a lot of it?
Right. That's what,
you know what I mean?
A current one or?
Yeah. Hey, I saw you there with your friends in the bar and blah, blah, blah.
And he's like this musician, but he doesn't sing. Yeah. He just really talks it through.
Yeah. Yeah. He's a big time country singer right now, but he basically talks through half the songs.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's the mind of music.
Oh, what's the name that comes up is Sam Hunt.
Yes.
Is that it?
That's it.
I didn't know he did that, and I play a lot of his songs, so I didn't
I could do that.
That.
I could do that.
He's not a ballad singer.
Yeah.
Right, John? I
mean, but he literally talks through a bunch
sings,
of it.
Yeah, he,
I could talk through a song really good like this. Hey, how you doing, baby?
You talk up and down.
I think you're more of a Tom T. Hall, because there'd be a little talking, a little singing, right?
One of my all-time favorite songs, I guarantee you never heard of.
Okay.
Mama bake a pie, daddy kill a chicken.
That would
you know
be
that
true.
Song?
Not
you don't know
all.
That song?
That would be a
Mama
very
bake
safe
a
bet.
Pie, daddy kill a chicken. It's about a wounded Vietnam war vet coming home. Oh, you got to play. Todd, could you play that song for us today?
Yep.
It's my favorite song. Here you go. You got to hear this song.
People staring at me as they wheel me down the ramp toward my plane. The war is over for me, I've forgotten everything except the pain. Thank you, sir, and yes, sir, it was worth it for the old red, white, and blue. And since I won't be walking, I suppose I'll save some money buying shoes. The bottle hidden underneath the blanket over my two battered legs. I can see the stewardess make over me and ask, were you afraid? I'll say, well, no, I'm Superman, and couldn't find the phone booth quite in time. A GI gets a lot of laughs, he remembers all the funny lines. Mama bake a pie, daddy kill the chicken.
I don't get it.
Your son is
so wounded vet coming home from Vietnam.
I got that right with the blanket.
Hang on, listen to this part. Listen to this part. My uncle will be drunk.
Mama will be crying, and that daddy's gonna say, son, did they treat you good?
My uncle will be drunk. He says they do a lot of great things with wood.
And he'll say, boy, they do some real great things with wood.
Everything makes sense except that chicken.
The letter that she wrote me said goodbye. She couldn't wait. And
lots of luck.
The bottle underneath the blanket feels just like an old friend to my touch.
Tom T. Hall, great song. But a wounded vet coming home from Vietnam.
I get
great song.
The whole song except
we got to start a quick break. Back after this.
Amazing.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we talked to the Humane Animal Welfare Society of Waukesha County. They got a special deal going on. Sports with Paul Noonan and Weather and Wine with Brittany Merlot. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Wow, Wayne, that is a beautiful window.
It sure is, Jeff. It really tackles energy efficiency.
Sure has a nice
Slide.
It's one of the best screenplays I've ever seen.
They're so easy to close. I'd say it's a grand slam.
If you guys keep making those dad jokes, you're gonna be a real pain in my neck.
Oh, that's a good one. Did you hear about this one? Five.
Get as low as $18 per window and $81 per patio door per month. Visit PellaWI.com today.
Certain restrictions apply on 7/31/2024.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.